We are happy to welcome the Baltimore-based duo of Beach House back to the cafe. It has been so rewarding to watch this band grow since we first met them with their debut back in 2006. The band is the duo of instrumentalist Alex Scally and vocalist Victoria LeGrand. And Alex joins us to talk today about Bloom, the new album, as we listen to songs he and Victoria recorded for us earlier. Starting with this song, this is Wishes.
How?
Live on the World Cafe, a version of Wishes recorded especially for us by Beach House. And we are very happy that Alex from the band has joined us to present these tracks. And Alex, thank you very much for being here.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Thanks for having us.
You know, it's interesting at this point to look back. Yeah, and really, you are kind of in a position to look back at how Bloom was accepted by people, which I don't know how much you thought about it beforehand, but it turns out to be incredibly well. If you look at listener surveys of 2012, if you look at critics, everybody fell in love with this record. And maybe talk a little bit about, for you, what it's like, the anticipation of putting out something. And do you how do you worry about its reception?
We actually have a policy in our band. I mean, policy is kind of a weird word for it, to never think at all about reception, ever, even mm-hmm. for a second, because it's probably the worst thing you can do for creativity. The second the kind of discussion comes up, which is very rarely, where you say, does this sound weird? Or, you know, like that kind of question where you're not just playing music, when you can feel the switch amongst people going to this thing about imagining other people listening to it. We intentionally cut that off because it's pointless.
So the intellectual, emotional scale, you guys are far more on the emotional scale.
Or the intuitive scale. It's almost like a mantra for us. It's just, if it feels right, do it. And if you're thinking, you're doing something wrong.
Boy, that is fantastic words. It's hard to live up to that, and you guys certainly have over the years. So, congratulations.
Victoria's very strict about it, actually. I have to give her a lot of credit. She's, whenever that intellectual kind of thing starts to come up, she runs the other way. She hates it.
So, if you're done a show and you talk about how it went amongst yourselves, at least, not just reaction?
Oh, no. I mean, there's so many different ways. I guess what I'm talking about is the creative moment. Once it comes to actually putting on a show, you know, you have to discuss things. You have to make things. You have to make plans. But I guess I'm speaking purely of the creative moment. Mm-hmm. When you make a song, when you go and record it, keeping yourself locked in the kind of emotive spiritual realm and not going to something else.
Right.
But yeah, no, we're very analytical about our shows, about set lists, about our stage production, about all of those things. We try very hard and to constantly improve and make them feel better for us and for people coming to see us.
Lucky for us, you've got a set of music today that's going to jump around among the albums themselves. So what do you all want to do next?
Next, we're going to do Real Love, and we wanted to play it because it's a kind of arrangement that you didn't hear on the record. It sounds very different than the record version, and it's one that we play live now. So kind of an indication of how we evolve as we have to play these songs, these old songs, so many times.
Is there a
A different version of Real Love from Beach House, who are our guests today, Victoria LeGrand and Alex Scali, this amazing band. And we're getting a chance to hear tunes ranging through their four albums, or at least three of the four today. And Alex, I don't know if you remember the first time that you and Victoria came to visit us at the World Cafe. It was very early on, and there was such kind of an innocence to the band at that point. And you were so interior to the music and so into the music. Has it been hard to keep that kind of thing up?
I think it has. It has been difficult to keep a really genuine relationship to music. And I think we felt like this last album, playing a lot of big shows, doing really long tours, we've started to feel like we got away from it a little bit. And I actually think we're really excited to go back within ourselves again, whatever that means, we don't know yet. But, you know, I don't think we ever want to be a big pop band. We have no interest in that, and it's as clear as ever after this year. I think about 1,200 people is close to as big as a place can be to have a really meaningful show. After that, it's just like you're a jester or something. I don't know. You know, it's not real. It becomes like, you know, or you have to have a music or personality that's enormous, like Bruce Springsteen or U2 or something, or Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying? But that's we don't have any interest in being that kind of personality or that making that kind of music. I think we look to try to regain some of that innocence again and go back.
Beach House are our guests today, and we're hearing a set of music drawn from throughout their catalog, getting a chance to talk with Alex Scalias. So what's next?
Next is Myth, which is kind of the most well-known song from the latest record.
Thank you.
Beach House, our guest today on the World Cafe, and some wonderful live recordings of music from Bloom and Beyond. As we're getting a chance to talk with Alex about how this band has come together and grown over the years. Now you went to Texas to record this, and I'm wondering if that kind of a geographic switch or a different studio switch, because you've worked in a couple of different spaces, is important, because this music seems really interior and of the mind, and I'm wondering if there's any significance to the geography.
I don't really think there is. I think subconsciously everything has an effect on you. So would it have sounded different had we recorded at a studio in France or something? Probably somewhat different, but the songs were completely written before we went anywhere, and our music is so much of a world within your own mind, like you said perfectly, that I don't think that terrain or anything had a real effect on it.
Now, and likewise, I'm wondering what working with Chris Cody as a producer brings. If you have all the music written ahead of time, what kind of an ear does he give you?
Chris is he has an amazing ability to bring the best out of you without getting in the way. I think the reason he's one of the busiest, producer is a dying role, and I think one of the reasons why he's so busy is because he can go work with a band and not get in the way of their dynamic or what they do creatively at all, but help add to it. In the case of us, we do all of the arranging and everything ourselves, and we have very, very clear and strict ideas of how we want everything to sound. We're not taking advice from anybody in that way. But I think one of the ways that he's made our records much better is forcing takes. I think he has an amazing sense of a classic delivery of a line, say, for example. So if Victoria's doing vocals, she's done three takes, she thinks to herself, I think that was a great take. He's very good at saying, I think you're on your way somewhere. And then what ends up coming is so much better than what we could have imagined. And that is a real skill, an amazing skill, and I don't think that many people have it. I definitely think that's how he has made our records better.
I wanted to talk about reverb for a second, if I can, because it is such an important part of when people refer to Beach House as a dream pop band. Mm-hmm. Some of the dream comes out of that space that you guys put into Victoria's voice, where you place it in the whole thing. And how did that start, and how do you approach it, and how do you think about it?
I have no idea how it started. Victoria and I started playing music in 2004 together, and I don't remember a time in my life where I didn't have a reverb box or a reverb pedal. I think it's just very, very instinctual, and we'll go and we'll start working on a song, and it doesn't feel right. And then, okay, and we turn up the reverb knob, and it feels right. It's like it's just very, very instinctual. I don't know what that is. It's something we've always loved, and it seems like it's not going anywhere.
Well, all right. We have space for one more in our little set. What would you guys like to finish up with?
So we're hoping to play Turtle Island, which is a song from Devotion, 2008 record. But once again, it's a version that doesn't appear on the album, and it's one that we play live now. And it highlights our drummer, Dan Franz, because there's no... Almost every song we've ever made has a loop, a drum loop, but this version, there'll be no loop.
Deep.
Turtle Island, a song originally on Devotion, as it is sounding live as Beach House plays it. And we're really, really happy that Alex Victoria and drummer Daniel Franz have had a chance to join us today. Alex, thanks a lot for your music, and thanks for talking with us.
Thanks so much for the wonderful interview. Thank you.
Beach House, our guests, and we shall return in a moment here on the World Cafe.